Title: Finding the Pocket Before Mixing Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass producers, and today we're doing something that's going to save you hours of painful mixing your way out. We're finding the pocket before mixing, because in DNB, if the drums and bass don't lock at the timing and envelope level, you can throw the fanciest EQ moves, the hardest clipper, the cleanest limiter on it and it still won't roll. It'll just be a loud loop that feels slightly wrong. And slightly wrong is exactly what kills drum and bass. So the goal today is a tight, rolling 16-bar loop where the groove feels inevitable even in mono, even quiet, even before any polish. Let's set up like a pro first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere between 172 and 176 is fine, but pick one and commit for now. Create two groups, one called drums, kick, snare, hats, percussion, another called bass, sub plus your mid or res layer. Now on the master, put utility and turn mono on. Yes, immediately. Rear checking pocket, not stereo vibes. If it works in mono, it's going to feel even better later when you open it up. Optionally, put a limiter after that, just as a safety net, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Don't drive into it. It's only there so nothing surprises you while you work. Now, sound choice. This matters way more than people admit. Pick a kick that has a clear point, that little click or knock in the 2 to 5k area so it speaks through the mix later. But avoid a kick with a huge long sub tail. Long tails are the number one reason producers think they have energy when they actually have overlap. Load it into simpler, one-shot mode. Warp off. If it's clicky in a bad way, use a tiny fade out or adjust the start just a hair. If it's too fizzy on top, a gentle low pass somewhere around 10 to 14k can calm it down. Don't overdo it. Now the snare. DNB's snare needs body and crack. Think weight around 200-ish, and presence in the 2 to 6k range. And here's the big one. Keep the tail controlled. You want space after the snare so the hats can breathe, then the bass phrasing can create motion. If the snare tail floods the bar, you're going to chase clarity later with EQ and never be fully happy. Quick pocket rule, if kick or snare tails overlap everything, you'll mistake mud for power. Okay, build a pocket first drum pattern. No groove pool yet. No humanize button. We earn it. Make a 2-bar loop. Classic DNB skeleton. Snares on 2 and 4. In Ableton grid speak, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 in bar 1, and then the same in bar 2. That snare is your truth. Your anchor, kick on 1.1.1. And then usually another somewhere around that area later in the bar. The exact second kick placement depends on style, but for a rolling darker vibe, try one around 1.3-ish and adjust by ear. Now hats. Don't do wall-to-wall 1/16s just because it's DNB. Put hats with intention. One closed hat layer can play 1/8s or 1/16s, but leave holes. Literally leave missing steps so the groove has negative space. Then add a second layer, like a shaker or a ride. But keep it sparse. This second layer is there to pull the groove forward, not to fill every gap. And let's be clear, tight does not mean 100% quantized robot hats. Tight DNB is usually controlled offsets. Organized micro timing. Now we get into the real sauce. Micro timing. Step 1 in micro timing. Keep the snare dead on the grid at first. Don't touch it yet. Everything else is going to relate to that snare. Next, choose one hat layer to be the push layer. The layer that defines forward motion. The other hat layer is more like texture. Fast method. Track delay. On your hat track, try minus 5 milliseconds. That's slightly early. It creates urgency. If you want it to lean back and roll, try plus 7 milliseconds. Slightly late. The difference is huge. And because it's track delay, you can /B instantly without ruining your MIDI. More surgical method. Note nudging. Go into the MIDI editor and pick only some hat hits. Especially offbeats. Nudge them by plus 3 to plus 12 milliseconds to create a controlled drag. Keep it subtle. In DNB, if your hats get sloppy, the whole track starts feeling like it's tripping over itself. Now glue it with ghost notes. Add quiet snare ghosts or rim ticks just before the main snare. Low velocity, like 10 to 35. You can even do a tiny ramp, two or three ghosts leading into the snare, each one slightly louder than the last. And here's a trick, nudge the last ghost a hair earlier than the others. You're not moving the snare. You're creating a suction effect into the snare. That's pocket illusion done right. Now let's talk bass. Because bass pocket is not sidechain and prey. Bass pocket is envelopes and note lengths. Start with the sub. Make it simple. Create a sub track with operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Set the amp envelope so the release is not infinite. Start around 80 to 140 milliseconds. You want it to be musical, but you don't want it smeary across the bar. Put utility after it and make it mono. With that zero, or just keep the track mono. Sub is a timekeeping element in DNB. If it's wide and vague, your groove gets vague. Now write a simple sub line that complements the drums. And this is the pocket move that changes everything. Shorten the sub notes before the snare. Not with EQ. Not with sidechain. With note length. If the snare is at 1.2.1, end your sub note slightly before that. Even a tiny gap. 10 to 30 milliseconds worth of breathing room. On the grid, it might look like ending at 1.2.0.3-ish. Don't overthink the math. Just create that micro rest so the snare hits clean. If you do only one thing from this lesson, do that. Now add the mid or res layer. Waveatable is perfect for this, or operator with saws. Build a basic chain. Waveatable into saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB. Then auto-filter for motion. If you want width, add chorus ensemble or facer flanger lightly. Careful. Wide bass movement can feel amazing, but it can also blur pocket if it's too much. Now here's a concept a lot of producers miss. Perceive timing versus event timing. You can place the MIDI note perfectly on grid, and the bass can still feel late if the attack is too slow, or if it's all body and no tick. So check your amp envelope. Try 0 to 5 milliseconds attack so it speaks. Then shape decay and release so it doesn't smear over snare hits. And a quick pocket diagnostic. If you freeze and flatten the bass phrase, then do a tiny bit of clipping or transient shaping and suddenly it locks. The MIDI timing was fine. The transient balance was the problem. That's perceived timing. Okay. Now, sidechain. Sidechain is not the pocket. Sidechain is the seatbelt. Once the groove feels good already, put a compressor on the bass group. Sidechain input from the kick. Start with ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction while writing. You're not trying to pump hard, you're just making room consistently. You can also try a second sidechain, very light, keyed from the snare. Half a dB to 2 dB reduction can make the snare feel like it owns the bar. If you need 8 to 10 dB of ducking to make it work, that's not a sidechain problem, that's a pocket problem. Go back to note lengths, envelope release, and perceive timing. Now, before you mix, you do pocket checks. These are your reality tests. First, the minus 12 dB test. Pull your drums group and bass group down until the master peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. If the loop still feels powerful and rolling at that level, you're in the zone. If it only feels good loud, you're leaning on loudness illusion, not groove. Second, mono plus low volume. Utility mono stays on. Turn your monitors down. You should still feel where the snare sits and how the bass phrases around it. If the groove disappears at low volume, it's usually a transient and timing relationship issue. Third, the mute test. Mute hats. Does kick, snare, and bass still groove? Mute bass. Do the drums still pull forward? If either one collapses, your foundation isn't strong yet. Now I want to give you an advanced coach tool. Build a repeatable pocket measurement on the master. Make an audio effect rack called pocket check. Inside it, first put utility with mono on. Then create two EQ chains. One chain is no sub. Put EQ 8 and high pass at 120 Hz, steep slope. The other chain is only sub. EQ 8 low pass at 120 Hz, steep slope. Map the chain selector to a macro called pocket scope. Now you can flip between full, no sub, and only sub instantly. This is huge, because sometimes the full mix feels exciting, but the only sub view reveals the bass is actually arriving late, or the no sub view reveals your drums aren't really driving without the bass helping them. That's the kind of check that makes your groove decisions repeatable instead of emotional. Let's add another advanced micro timing idea if you want that expensive roll. Hat phase rotation. Keep your main 1/16 hats on grid, but delay only the inner steps, like the second and fourth 1/16 inside each beat, by plus 4 to plus 9 milliseconds. Then on a different layer, make the offbeat 1/8 slightly early, like minus 2 to minus 5 milliseconds. What happens is the bar breathes like it has swing, but your anchors stay solid. It's controlled. It's organized. That's the key. And one more advanced trick, negative space as an instrument. Try removing one 1/16 hat right after the snare. It often makes the snare feel bigger and makes the bar lean forward, or create a tiny bass gap before the second snare. You'd be shocked how often removing one tiny event creates more roll than adding three new ones. Now let's expand to 16 bars without breaking the lock. Bars 1 to 4. Establish roles. Kick and snare anchor. One hat leader. Bass phrase. Bars 5 to 8. Micro variation. Swap one hat hit every two bars, or add a tiny percussion answer to the snare. Bars 9 to 12. Tension. Automate tone, not timing. Filter on the reese. Maybe remove one kick occasionally to create pull. Bars 13 to 16. Payoff. A short fill into bar 16. Maybe a snare drag or tom hit, but keep the main snare anchors consistent so nobody loses the grid. And here's a workflow tip. Don't trust your eyes and don't trust bar 1. Consolidate your 2-bar groove into a 16-bar audit loop with no ear candy. Put a locator at bar 9. Only make edits while listening from bar 9 through 17. This kills bar 1 bias, where everything feels good only because you've heard the start 1,000 times. And if you want to drop-proof it, do this. Put a 1-beat silence right before bar 9. Mute everything for 1 beat, then bring it back. If the groove re-enters and feels shaky, your pocket depends on lead-in context. Fix it now, not during the mixdown. Before we wrap, common mistakes to watch for. 1. Quantizing everything, then random humanizing. Random timing is not pocket. Pocket is an intentional relationship. Snare anchors, hats define pull, percussion is spice. 2. Letting bass notes ring through snare hits. You'll chase clarity with EQ forever. Fix note lengths first. 3. Overlying on sidechain. If it only grooves when it's pumping, the fundamental rhythm is off. 4. Too many hat layers doing the same job. Give them rolls. 1 pushes. 1 textures. 5. Ignoring transient shape. A kick with a long tail or a reese with slow attack can ruin the feel even if it's technically on grid. Now your practice exercise. 20 minutes. 3 versions. Build a 2-bar loop with kick, snare, hats, and sub. Save 3 scenes. Version A. Hats minus 5 milliseconds. Slightly ahead. Version B. Hats plus 7 milliseconds. Slightly behind. Version C. Hats on grid, but shorten your sub notes before the snare by about 10 to 30 milliseconds. Bounce each one or resample, then a slash B at low volume in mono. Pick the one that rolls with the least effort. That's your pocket baseline. And if you want the full homework challenge, 3 pockets, 1 mix. This audio version is shortened for playback.